And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show, like sends its signal so far down south of Huntsville and way up far south of Birmingham and way up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Yeah, if we're just going south of Huntsville, that ain't nothing. We're going south of Birmingham. We cover like from Clinton to the Tennessee line, really, which is very cool. Hoping to grow that. Okay, I got to tell you, somebody else covers a lot of ground, ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions, been with us since the very beginning, but ZLA Solutions is like epic good at providing whatever your business might need. They can assist you with all kinds of things, logistics, warehousing, quality control, sorting and containment, all that kind of stuff. But their bread and butter has always been and still remains staffing. You need people? ZLA Solutions can help you find them. ZLA Solutions, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. I say it all the time. They can do blue collar, white collar, or no collar. It doesn't matter. But and listen, it doesn't matter how many you need, too. You need a few people with some special niche skills, they can help you. Or if, by the way, you need an entire shift filled out at your factory or for a service industry or a hospital, call them. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. Yeah, call them, check them out. I think they can do a great job for you like they do for everybody else. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, I'm going to finish up the show with some shrinkflation. So, yeah, shrinkflation. You may have heard me talk about it in the past, but there's been some new findings. Shrinkflation. What is that? Well, first of all, you know about inflation. Everybody knows that. That's when prices go up. If prices go up, you pay more, right? What if the manufacturer or the provider of the goods does not want to, you know, have that bad look of raising the prices on you? So what do? Oh, they cut costs. They either reduce quality or they reduce quantity, but they don't change the price. When you get less for the same amount, that's called shrinkflation. And in today's economy, it is happening rampantly. And I'm going to be honest with you, it is becoming very visible. So I Boomer shaking his head. So all right, Boomer, we don't have to do endorsements, but I would imagine there's a fast food favorite of yours somewhere in the mix.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to name it, or you just want to?
Well, I like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, absolutely. Chick-fil-A is, I don't know for a fact, but I think when manna fell from heaven, it might have been chicken minis.
It probably was. I can see that.
Although there was no meat in it, supposedly, so maybe not.
It was just the bread.
Okay. But yeah, I love me some Chick-fil-A. The other day, though, I went to, I just had a hankering. Mm-hmm. I was driving down the road, and I thought, I'm gonna stop in here and get a Burger King cheeseburger. It's a good thing I got the double cheeseburger.
Oh, no.
It took the double cheeseburger to be the equivalent of what the cheeseburger should be.
All right. I got one.
Okay.
So I, about 2 days ago, I went to the grocery store and bought a big carton of Frosted Flakes cereal.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went for the family size. The family size used to be way bigger.
Okay.
And then the normal size used to be now what the family size is.
See, that's just wrong.
I mean, it was very obvious.
Yeah.
And it was still cost more than what it used to be.
Yeah. So you got shrinkflation and inflation.
I got both of them.
You got hosed, man, on the man. Frosted Flakes. All right. So, by the way, I will let you in on a bit of a secret that I learned accidentally from a friend. And I have wowed people with it several times before.
It's the same.
What? No.
No. Go. No,
you don't know what I'm going to say?
No, I have no clue.
Subway. You ever go to Subway?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know when you go to Subway, you can actually order double meat and double cheese? Did you know that?
I did.
Did you? What's wrong? You act like something's wrong.
I did.
Did you?
Subway's gone up on their prices.
Oh, okay, they have. All right. So the first time I was with some friends and I went up and I said, I'd like the whatever I got. And I said, let me do double meat, double cheese. And a friend of mine looked at me and goes, you can do that? And I said, dude, I've been doing it for over a year. He's like, this is a whole new day. But you are paying more, but I get that one. All right. I've got an article here that came out just a couple weeks ago. It's from MASH.com. Fast food restaurants that are receiving shrinkflation complaints. Shrinkflation at Domino's. Come on! Shrinkflation. Domino's increased the price of its mix and match delivery deal by a dollar, rising $5.99 to $6.99. But it also appears that when you are looking at things, you may actually be getting fewer pepperonis and toppings. That's just wrong. How about Popeyes? Popeyes decided that it was going to serve less chicken, but we're also seeing some of their condiments are now smaller. Oh, they're saving on their Popeyes condiment cups. So when you go and do the little squirt thing, they give you a smaller cup so you can't get as much out. And then when you get the chickens, the chain's sauce packages, it's now gone down from 1 ounce to 0.9 ounces, which you think, okay, it's only 0.1, but still, you look at it and go, come on. How about Arby's? We have the meats. Yeah, you have less meats right now. It appears, and in fact, there's one post here from Reddit that talks about a recent trip to Arby's. The diner complained about receiving a kid-sized drink with their combo meal, and then also said the restaurant employee told them that, yeah, Arby's corporate is downsizing all the portions. And what used to be medium sizes are now large, and medium is now what used to be small. Okay. There's Taco Bell. I won't even talk about it. I'm just going to move right on past it. Taco Bell. How about McDonald's that decided that they were going to put two less chicken nuggets in the kids' meal?
You're seeing it everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's making you mad,
I can
tell.
Back to the Subway thing, this is why I was getting mad.
Yeah.
What happened to the $5 footlong? Now it's $10 footlong. That is not, it's not very good. I mean, all of it is
maybe
just,
that's double meat, double cheese.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, food gets you worked up. I'm going to just...
And I'm hungry.
There's that, too. You want a cough drop? I got them over here in the drawer. what else here? Five Guys. I still remember...
Five Guys.
I love me some Five Guys, man. So I still remember going to Five Guys the very first time. I was in Washington, D.C. I kept hearing about Five Guys. I thought, I'm going to go check it out. So I was in Old Town Alexandria and actually went on down there. And, you know, you've been to a Five Guys before?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen them load the extra fries in your bag? Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Well, the first time I did it, I thought the guy just liked me. He looked over at me, smiled, and then dropped an extra. I could see it. He just dropped it in the bag. And I was like, well, that was awesome. I'm not sure if he's flirting with me, but I'll take those fries. And then, you know, I find out they do it for everybody. Well, they're cutting back on their portions.
Oh.
So Five Guys burgers are apparently getting smaller. According to complaints being, I'm telling you. He says, I can now finish two and still be hungry despite being leaner and 10 pounds lighter. it's everywhere. I got a caller on the line real quick. I'll take that. Alan from Hartsel. Alan, how you doing today, buddy?
I am upright and breathing.
There you
Chaps
go.
Chaps meat, bacon.
See?
It used to be a pound. Now it's 12 ounces.
See, that's...
Same price as just...
But it's actually not the same price because bacon's like 17% higher than it was last year.
Oh, that's good. Let's say that right after him.
Ballpark, but anyway, that chaps me.
It does because I mean,
when
bacon is essential for
my
life.
My grandkids come around here when the grandkids are here.
Yeah.
Guess what? Them two little mutts can go through a 12-ounce pack with no problem. Of course, they're two big boys. You know, one 17, one 15. But you know,
well. 17 to 15, a gallon of milk doesn't last long either, I guarantee.
No. Anyway, right. That's what I've got to do that. Have a great day.
Thank you, man. See you, Alan. My lines are ringing on this one. Let me go ahead and grab line two real quick, Boomer, if you can. I'll take line two. Brian Funtzel. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Well, doing as well as I can based on the topic that you're on. But I was sitting there. If I had grandkids, I'd be sending them out with the cows grazing the pasture.
Nice.
It's one of those things that you've got twice the price of so many things, and you've got half or less of the employees at the fast food restaurants, and hence double the wait time. Double the wait time, double the price, half the people you can see friendly faces from.
Which, by the way, if they have half the staff, that means they're not paying out as much in payroll. So how about shifting it back to please putting bigger portions in my bun? Just saying.
Bingo.
Just saying.
Have a good one.
See you, Brian. I tell you what, I'll take one more call before the break right quick. That's Jeffro from Indiana. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing great, Phil.
What's going on in your
mind? Hey, have you opened a box of Zesta crackers lately?
Zesta crackers? Have they gone south on us, too?
The box is the same size, but you'll find about an eighth of the box is empty now. You don't want to shake them up, I'll put it that way. Otherwise, you'll have a bunch of crackers.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I also found out the hard way recently is that if crackers stay in your pantry too long, they actually go bad, and they can be pretty raunchy.
I'll be darned. Hey, but you know the one thing that's the same size and has shrank quite a bit, though, since Biden got in office?
What's that?
That dollar bill in your back pocket. Have you noticed it? It's the same size, but it sure does buy a whole lot less.
So shrinkflation, just the opposite. All right. Hey, Jeff, where are you at right now, man?
I just got into Tennessee here.
All right.
Heading north.
Be careful on the road. Keep it between the lines. We'll see you, man.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good one.
See you, buddy. All right. Boom. Take us to the break. Last break of the day. We'll come right back. And then, by the way, that means we're heading into Friday. So, y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer, it's on TV. McQueen is right. That was real. I accuse that of being some kind of CGI, but there's that massive bull.
That was crazy.
Riding in like a Chevy Impala or something. That is unreal.
They have to go look it up if they don't believe us, but go look it up.
I'm sitting here staring at it thinking, first of all, how are the horns that big? I mean, the horns are bigger than my thigh. They're huge. My gosh. Okay, first of all, why don't you just buy a truck, dude? Get a trailer. I mean, this is ridiculous. Bless that bull's heart. How'd they even get it in there?
Who knows? Hey, listen, when a redneck has a vision, he figures it out. I'm just going to say it. I mean, let's just be honest.
A country boy can survive.
That's
what you're
right.
telling me.
Country boys can survive.
Oh, wow. All right, so I'm in shrinkflation, kind of wrapping up the day here as you guys prepare for go-home time. Be careful on the roads out there. What else? We got somebody who just, John from Huntsville, brand spanking new in the text strings there, man. John from Huntsville says, speaking of shrinkflation, maybe they ought to call Five Guys, Four Guys. Nice. Crazy Joe from Decatur just sent me, okay. I see what he did. It's Where's the Beef, and it had a little bitty cow. But not. It's funny. It loses something trying to describe it on the radio. But anyway, thank you, Crazy Joe. Chef Ben just texted in. What'd he say? Chef Ben, who is a true chef, a good chef, says, I suppose that people that own multiple restaurants have already had to reprint their menus a couple of times since 2020. No telling how much it costs to print new menus. Chef Ben says, keep the portion sizes, go with the chalkboard menus. I'm digging it. He also says, Sticker Shock is a real restaurant killer. I dig that, too. I don't know, though. I mean, I think it depends on what it is. I really get irritated when I go to Cracker Barrel and I order a side of fried okra, and I get, like, six pieces of okra. That is just wrong. I think I'd rather pay the dollar extra and get me one of those old heaping portions that we used to always get. Roughly Ann from Huntsville, did you get the fisherman cough drops? You missed it, Roughly Ann. Yes, I did. Chris from Gadsden, a friend of mine, sent them over, and dang, those things are rough, Roughly Ann. I mean, but they're good. They're pretty legit. I had a tickly throat all week long. James from Harvest says Boomer's hangry. It's true. He was. JT from Lacey Springs says, you stole Subway. They now serve. I can't what he said. He's saying it didn't type out right. Okay, stop using voice text, JT. I don't know what you're trying to tell me. A couple more, and then I'll jump back onto my topic. Darlene from Gadsden just waving and saying hi. Your fan club up in Illinois still loves you. We love you too, Darlene. And then Brian from Huntsville. Redneck bull in the car says, here, hold my steer. That's, you get it? Here, okay. All right, in shrinkflation, I got a piece here that came out in July of this year from a website called The Crazy Coupon Lady. Crazy starts with a K. Crazy Coupon Lady. It has a variety of different products you would find in the grocery store that you may now be finding have been experiencing shrinkflation. Like, for instance, let me find a few. Doritos. Did you know that according to shrinkflation, studying the ounces and then measuring the ounces of each Dorito, I guess that would be correct, a Dorito, and there's Doritos in the bag. Okay, but you're now seeing an average of 22 fewer chips per bag. 22. 22, that's about, that's almost a third of a serving. You didn't catch that, 22, a third of a serving. Anyway, yeah, okay, it's wrong. How about this one? M&M's, the sharing size bag. M&M's. We have one more reason not to actually share now, because sharing size of M&M's did have 10.7 ounce worth of M&M's candies. Someone apparently ate the extra 0.7 because they've dropped it down to 10. So you've lost almost a full ounce. Laughing Cow spreadable cheese. You ever eat Laughing Cow spreadable cheese? Come on. It's good. Put that thing on a cracker. It's all right. Laughing Cow spreadable cheese. Nobody's laughing at a 10% reduction in ounces. Mm. So, yeah, it comes in little rounds. So you can unwrap them. And anyway, just take my word for it. It's good. Okay. Arizona green tea. I love Arizona green. I call that my hippie tea.
Hippie tea.
It's my hippie tea. Arizona green tea with the ginseng and honey. It'll do you right, man. But Arizona peach green tea is several drops less refreshing than it used to be, apparently. According to one Redditor, it has now been determined that it's dropped a whole ounce at least, just in the month of June alone. Ajax dish soap, 11% less soap than you used to have. 11%.
It's making me angry. It is.
How about Spectracide Wasp Killer? You can now kill 7.5% fewer wasps and hornets with it because they've reduced the amount in the can. I mean, for the love, people.
Come on.
Do they think we're not going to figure this out?
Are we really not going to notice?
When I hold that pack of M&Ms in my hand, I can tell something's wrong. And then I can read. And then how about Wishbone Italian Salad Dressing? Same size. More filler. More filler? What? Okay. Anyway, the bottom line is, oh, and cereals? Woo, we don't even want to talk about cereals.
Nope.
That'll make you mad.
Yeah, we both love our cereal.
That's right. Don't get in the way. Get out of the way of my honeycomb. And, you know, when I'm feeling good about myself, I eat my healthy cereals like my granolas. All right. Listen, amazing day. We got a full day on for tomorrow, and then you're heading into the long Labor Day weekend. So blessings upon yous. And yeah, listen, I'll tell you what, this show, we do what we do because of y'all, and we love it. This audience is the best audience in radio, hands down, and we look to grow it in the future. But tell your friends, tune them in, make some more Right Side Ruffians out of them. We'll be here for them. But on this show every single day, I mean, I'm hoping that you get the fact that we have what I call the mission and the message, man. I'm serious when I say this. The mission is that every single day, it's the four E's. We want to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to live as a conservative in today's world.
Thank you so much.
But that's the mission. The mission is driven by the message. And the message for me is every single day, I want you to know that on this show, I stand for the fact that Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and life is actually worth living. And that's why we have the audience that we do. It's not because of me or Boomer or anybody else. It's because of that message. And it resonates. And it works because of y'all. All right, we love you. Have an amazing night. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 2. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.